Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Welcome to our program. In today's edition, government remains committed to the sugar industry. Stay tuned to find out more. And our proverb of the day comes up at the end of the program. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
State Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries, Luther Buchanan, has underscored the government's commitment to finding ways to support the local sugar industry and to ensure it returns to 100% profitability. Minister Buchanan says the viability of the sugar industry is of particular importance to residents of sugar-dependent communities.
We as a government continue to implement and adapt strategies which is geared towards the development and maintenance of a commercially viable sugarcane industry led by the private sector.
He notes that the government will continue to work towards the establishment of a national enabling policy environment for the expansion of the sugar industry.
The activities to support the increased cane production, productivity and efficiency is about marketing, pricing arrangements. And as we speak, this aspect of the industry is in full swing.
Mr. Buchanan points out that the sugarcane industry has been performing well over the years, even as restructuring of the industry's management takes place. He adds that sugar remains the largest foreign exchange earner in the agricultural sector. And Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry, says the local sugar industry is entering a new phase as the current pricing arrangement with Tate and Lyle ends in 2015. Mr. Stanberry says the time is right for players in the industry in anticipation of the next round of negotiations with Tate and Lyle to get the industry operating in an efficient and productive manner.
It's only the efficient that will survive in any scenario where the prices are high, and particularly if they get lower. The sugar industry has survived many, many storms, and with all the uncertainty surrounding prices, we can only control what is in our power to control. Make sure that we grow the cane well, that we get the kind of yield that we must get, that we diversify the product base, and look to the market right here in the Caribbean, where we have some protection with the common external tariff.
The Permanent Secretary says, once efforts are made to manage the processes that can be controlled by sugar stakeholders, the chances of succeeding will be great.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
And now to our proverb of the day. No dash where you stick before you don't cross the river. Meaning, don't celebrate until your victory is confirmed. And that brings us to the end of this morning's program. Remember to keep up with us by visiting our website, jis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Prince Moore, I'm Aldean Campbell, wishing for you a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.